T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Midday show, Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Willie P is in for Andy. Andy be back on Monday.
Tuesday. Yeah,
Tuesday.
We ain't coming back till Tuesday.
That's right. You won't. I'll be here Monday.
I wonder where he.
Could he be still down in Florida, you think?
I know. They're actually going to. I think he said they're going to St. Simon's Island today.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's always a fun trip. But before we go any further, I need to shout out to Springbot. Is that who I'm talking to, Wendy? Springbot on the fourth floor. All right. There's a lot of nice, as Wendy's let me know, there's a lot of guys with nice jeans on, with blazers and nice shirts. Very nice looking. And then Brian also says that there's some nice young ladies there too.
I ain't giving him a shout out.
And singles. So it's a mixer. It's a singles mixer here at Colony Square?
There is a mixer.
They're having a Valentine's Day mixer for singles or for anybody.
Okay.
It's always seemed like we stuck in up in here when they doing stuff like that, huh?
Is that where Brian's going right now?
He just got up and left.
I'm guessing.
That's why he got his fancy Masters shirt on.
Brian's going fishing? Is that what you said?
Is that why Brian has his fancy Masters t-shirt on today?
I got you.
Okay, Wendy said, what up, Springbot? We know y'all listen down there because we always talk about it. We're the ones that y'all look at like we crazy because of the way we dress. Don't get mad at us because we ain't got to wear duck heads. All right?
Sorry, my Vineyard Vines is all dirty. Sorry about that.
Your what?
My Vineyard Vines is all dirty. Why did I get?
What is a Vineyard Vines?
Like the preppy clothes or whatever. I got a random bad look from Wendy there.
Because she said she looked the same thing. What the hell is that?
It's the one that's got the whale on it. Like the one that's got the whale on it. It's the thing. It's like those pastel type deals or whatever. Why are y'all looking at me like I got five heads?
Polos.
Yeah.
Polos. Yeah. Say polos, Will. Yeah, just say fine. Polos.
I've been your advisor.
Don't get fancy. Just say polo.
It is now time for the most important audio in the world as we hit the noon hour, the Braxton Big Clip of the Day. We're going to talk baseball with Bob Nightingale, USA Today Major League Baseball columnist, not just about the Braves, but about the non-apology from the Astros yesterday coming up.
And my mindset, just first of all, I'm healthy and just going to go out there and compete against anybody. Yes, for sure. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. I mean, I was going to play in the National League. That was my mindset before last year, and I'm here.
That is Felix Hernandez, by the way. Our number four starter now?
Who?
Felix Hernandez?
I tell you like this, will it be?
Yeah.
I don't want him to be.
You want a wankster up there?
Yep. I would like one of the wanksters to do their damn job. But, I mean, if they can't get it done, then you got to move on from it. And if Felix Hernandez decides that he can win one of these jobs, I said, again, what does that say about these young boys, man? What does it say about the wankster crew? I mean, because I've been tired for a couple of years about hearing about them.
Yeah.
But everybody said, oh, they're young, let them develop. Okay, I got you. Now what?
I wasn't immediately comfortable saying that word on the radio, but
what?
Wankster.
Okay. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to get mad at me?
I don't like the way it sounds coming out of my mouth.
It don't come, because you say the ER. Wankster is wankster. Wankster.
Can I say? Wankster?
There you go. You see, you're already back. You're already back, Willie P.
I'm back in the house.
You're already back.
You know, but I feel like, and I said this earlier in the show, and I believe it, I think it's a blessing in disguise because now you get to kind of see the put up or shut up time for, you know, the Kyle Wrights and the Bryce Wilsons and the Tukey Toussaints. I'm not saying that Ian Anderson's in that category because he's still young and unproven, but he's the next. He's the truth. He's the future.
But that's the thing about it is that we all, a lot of people, and I heard a lot of people when John and Hugh do their call, people call in, and everybody kept saying, we got talent. We got talent. How do we know? How do we know they're that talented? Because I don't care what you're doing going in. I don't care how talented of a AAA baseball player you are. That don't do nothing for me. What do you do when you get to the big boys? And why can't you get to the big boys?
Contrary to popular belief, The banner, if you win a banner in Gwinnett, it doesn't go up there in Truist Park, by the way. If you win a Triple A World Series, it doesn't go up in Truist Park. We don't give you credit for that, right?
Exactly. That's why, I mean, again, I know the process of baseball. I know it's a hard sport. I know why people start out in single A and all that.
Development takes time.
I know that. I know that part of the game. But damn, how much time you need? You know what I'm saying? Like, how much time do you need? Because I'm in a win now mode right now. I'm like, I ain't as one sided about everything as my man John Chuckery, but I do believe in some of the things that he believes in, dude. And I'm all about win now. And if they can't help us win actually playing for the Braves, then maybe they can actually help them playing somewhere else.
Whose win now window is more narrow in your mind, Braves or Falcons?
Falcons.
But you still think that the Braves' win now window is narrow. I think the Braves' win now window is narrow based on who else is inside that division.
Okay, that's a very fair point. But no, the Braves ain't got no window right now. I mean, Freddie's got another, 4 years?
Yeah.
On top of all, then Ronald Acuña, I mean, they got plenty of time to get some stuff done as far as winning a World Series. But I'm tired of waiting. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, okay, we had to, I remember when I first retired, I had to wait through them just raggedy years of baseball for the Braves. And now some of those guys that we heard about, like the Ozzy Albies, like the Ronald Acuña, Dansby Swanson, those type guys, they traded for Dansby. But, you know, they are now here. They're on the field producing. Mm-hmm. And I know some players take longer than others to develop. I get that. But, damn, I mean, and then that baseball rule of the control, that's just the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. You have to be able to figure out exactly where the strengths are with this team.
Yeah, anytime you can bring in, good ball players like that to any team, you got to be excited. Zuna's a really good bat. Cole Hamels is a really good pitcher, smart pitcher. Darno had a great year last year, too. So yeah, it's an exciting time.
That's a guy who is perceived to be one of the strengths of this team on what I think is the strongest part of this baseball team. That's Will Smith talking about the offseason moves and the bullpen. If you think about where the bullpen was at this time last year, talking about Luis Vizcaíno, you were talking about Minter.
They were supposed to split the closing role. Yeah.
77.
Yeah.
That dude. The dude whose name we don't use.
I'm giving him a clean. Didn't I say that? I was giving him a clean slate. I thought I said I was going to give that dude a clean slate.
Yeah.
You know, and let's see where he goes. As long as he don't pitch after the sixth inning.
Right.
I'm good. After the sixth.
But here's the problem. If he's in he's in the fifth inning, I mean, something's gone wrong.
Yeah, but still, just let him go. Just let him get you out the field. All right. I mean, let him get you out the inning or something. Because if he pitched past the sixth, I'm done.
I don't know. I still think that you're going to give him a little bit of harder road to hoe here with him. I think you're still being a little hard on him.
Harder road to hoe.
Yeah. You got to give him some slack. You got to give him some slack.
Okay.
You got to give him some slack. Cut him some slack.
Oh, I get it. Harder road to got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ironic, isn't it? He was a nice start. I didn't know about the putt being that long. As I said, very ironic that having those two numbers and then number 8 happened to hit one in there close and have a nice little kick in there for birdie.
That is Tiger Woods, who had a very nice round yesterday of 69 to open up his tournament, the Genesis Open, Riviera, Los Angeles. He also opened with a first hole eagle that was putt in from 24 feet 8 inches. Very symbolic.
This is a really symbolic thing with Tiger. And, I mean, we all know how Tiger got the news, which is crazy. He's coming off, coming back to the clubhouse. I don't want to say he gets ambushed because I don't know if the people knew that he knew the lady that they interviewed him about the day when Kobe passed away. I mean, how, Tiger was shook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was great. My guy Koepka is doing his thing. Hopefully, this is the year because I've been a fan of his since, because his old lady wanted some sugar on the golf course. He's like, babe, I'm busy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Come back. I see you later on. But them daggone golf spikes he had on were so dope.
There was a conversation. I think CBS kind of picked up the conversation between him and his caddy. And the caddy was like, hey, I got to tell you something pretty serious. And he said, Kobe Bryant passed away. He's like, excuse me?
Yeah, I mean, that's just got to be a hell of a way to hear news about your friend.
I'm not trying to laugh about it, but it's like
crazy.
It's I told you. I tell you about how I heard.
You were on the air.
No.
Who's on the air?
No, Triple was on
Triple
the air.
Triple was.
I just got off the air, and I had the radio station on, and Paul Crane runs into the studio and basically goes on the air and says it, and I almost drove off the road.
Yeah, I mean, it hit me. I was like, damn. But, you know, they've had the private ceremony. They've already done that, so they've already laid Kobe and Gigi to rest, and then they're going to have the memorial service at the state. I mean, it's gonna keep wearing it up, you know, because he was so beloved. But, yeah, Tiger, that was a great tribute they had to him. I'm not a big All-Star Game watcher, but I'm sure that I will tune in to see the tributes that they're going to do. I heard they're going to have a commercial list fourth quarter when they go the first one to 24, whatever. There's not going to be any commercials or anything during there. So they're gonna honor the man well.
You said he's tied for 12th, Brian, after birding that same hole earlier today.
MLB did their investigation, and you know they didn't find anything. You know they found what they found in 2017. They really good investigated. Obviously, they did an investigation on the buzzer. They didn't find anything. So you know when you said you don't believe that I didn't have a buzzer, you don't believe in what MLB investigated. So
nobody don't want to hear that, Tuve.
That's Jose Altuve of the Houston Astros. Astros.
That's pretty good.
It's not original.
That's pretty good, though. I like this one right here. Because Cody Bellinger, he signs off now. I thought Rob Manfred punishment was weak, giving them immunity. I mean, these guys were cheating for 3 years. Everyone knows they stole the ring from us.
I mean, the whole thing, I know you can't solely say that's the reason, but I almost feel like this is a situation where you got to take the banner down, don't you?
No.
No?
No.
Don't take the banner down?
I don't believe in taking down banners.
Really?
I don't believe in taking down banners. I don't believe the Fab Five should have had their banners taken down. I don't think Reggie Bush should have had to come give his Heisman back. No, I don't believe in that.
Well, that's for different reasons.
Cheating is cheating, according to some people. Well, that's what they tell me.
I don't look at that type of cheating as cheating. We're talking about cheating that undermines the integrity of the game.
Okay.
This is different.
Should they take the banner down? Then do what? So you mean tell me that there's just not going to be a champion that year?
Yes. Okay. Vacate it. Just vacate it.
I'm thinking like, okay, you go. Okay, here you go, Dodgers. Here you go. No.
No. I'm not giving it to the Dodgers. I'm just taking it away from the Astros and just leaving it like we had in 94. We didn't have a World Series, so I have no champion that year. We don't recognize a champion.
Never thought about it, Will. Never thought about that.
Isn't that? I mean, I feel like that's the fairest thing to do.
Is that fair?
I think so. Because here's the problem.
There's a problem. That was a big problem. And my thing with Altuve, and we talked about it yesterday, he was such a likable guy. Such a likable player. And now.
Not no more.
Cass is like, hey, man, you know.
Do you think they had buzzers? Do you think there were buzzers?
I know something was up. Because you don't run the home base like that. Like, no, and then go straight to the locker room.
Don't take my shirt off.
My wife didn't like it.
My wife doesn't like my shirt off.
Dude, I just remember sitting there when he hit that damn ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he parked that thing, too.
Well, the Aroldis Chapman look was...
It was priceless because he's looking like, notice look. Yeah, he
did. But now looking back at it now, he seems to think that Altuve knew it was coming.
Yeah, I mean, but he has every gripe. He has every reason to be suspicious of what happened. Does he not?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I feel like I have to shove and produce because I feel like that's what I'm called to do, and that's what I do. I've always had that mindset. You know, everybody in the fans and everybody's going to talk about it, and it's going to be that way till we're both retired, but I don't let that affect me, and I just go out and try to produce regardless.
That is Trae Young on the inseparable nature of he and Luka Doncic. Of course, he's getting a lot of play over the course of the last couple of days. He was on ESPN yesterday on First Take. He is today playing in the Rising Stars Challenge at the NBA All-Star Weekend in Chicago. Tomorrow he'll be in the three-point contest. And then Sunday he will start in the All-Star Game.
He got a busy weekend, man. The young man, I mean, he has something to do every day of the All-Star Weekend. Then also he has off-the-court obligations to, you know, media and all things like that. And it's really exciting for him in the city of Atlanta. For a player of his caliber to be there starting an all-star game. But, I mean, it starts tonight. I'm sure he's not going to play a lot tonight. Just get out there and run around because the story of the night is going to be Zion because he's playing in it. And, dude, I wonder how his teammate, the soft boy, Jackson, whatever, I wonder how he feels because Zion, I mean, Zion ain't been there all year. You haven't. Then they put him in and don't put you in. They sleeping on him, Willie P. They sleeping on me.
Which event do you think he has the best chance to succeed in?
The All-Star game, because.
Really?
Yeah, because he's you know, the lobbing and all that.
I think he can win the 3-point contest.
You think
so? I know
so?
He's going up against Joe Harris, but the fact that they added in that new little wrinkle.
It might be the deciding factor.
They got the new wrinkle where they have like the 30-foot shot you can have from like right around the logo for the extra ball. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. You got a read?
I do, but I can wait till after the break.
You can wait till after the break.
Yes.
That's fine. Bob Nightingale will join us next from USA Today. How much more do you think that this Astros thing is going to linger? That's one of the big questions we'll ask him. We'll also ask him about our Braves when we return on the Midday Show. Andy and Randy, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. If you don't. Still soliciting, still needing, still wanting your Sports Jeopardy questions. Direct message them on Twitter to Wendy Adams at Wendy Radio, and also you can DM them on Instagram to her. We'll be playing Sports Jeopardy about 20 minutes from right now. When Randy's behind, he'll get slapped. There you go. Oh.
Damn it.
There you go.
Willie, don't ever in your life use that reference like that.
What? Behind get slapped?
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about smacked?
That's even worse. Let's move on, because we got a special guest.
We do. Bob Nightingale is going to join us. He's, of course, USA Today Major League Baseball columnist and also a Radio.com baseball insider, brought to you by Indeed. Bob joins us on the WaitForward.com hotline. Good afternoon, Bob. It's great that baseball's back.
Yeah. We'll see when baseball does come back. Right now, it's still about the Astros cheating scandal, but been a wild first few days at least.
Bob, what was your initial reaction? Because to me, it looked like they weren't prepared, even though they know that, you know, 9:30 they were going to be interviewed by the media. What were your initial thoughts of the whole interview process between the owner, Altuve, Bregman, all those guys?
Well, they should never have had the press conference. They should just open the doors.
Right.
Because once the clubhouse opened at 10, it was fine. I mean, those guys were standing there answering questions for 30, 40 minutes, apologizing, particularly Carlos Correa. But yet, you know, the 30 minutes on the TV looked terrible. You know, no one knew what they're apologizing for. They're saying it doesn't tarnish anything. Now, the players still said, hey, we think we deserve the World Series trophy. They didn't back away from that. They certainly didn't say we're going to reach out to teams who beat in the playoffs and apologize. But, you know, they generally felt, you know, bad that, okay, you know, what we did was wrong. It was unethical. You know, they also don't believe they're the only team that did it, but yet, you know, they're smart enough not to start accusing other teams because people don't want to hear it.
Right.
Bob, how long is this going to follow them?
Well, I think it'll follow them all year. I really do. I think it's going to be a nightmare early on. I mean, their first road trip is in Oakland, you know, where Mike Fiers pitches, you know, the whistleblower. Then go to Anaheim, so you'll get your Dodger fans so upset, thinking they should have won the World Series in 17. You know, even though those last two games were at Dodgers Day in that year. And then particularly going east. Now, they don't play the Yankees until the last week of September, so it's probably good for them, you know, that it's that long. But it's going to be a nightmare. I mean, it's enough where even Justin Verlander said, you know, worry a little bit about security. They're going to have to beef up security for the Astros players.
That's unbelievable. I mean, because when you look at the whole situation, that's the first time me hearing that you saying that somebody else was probably doing the same kind of thing. Are they sorry because they got caught, or are they sorry because they did it, Bob?
Well, they're sorry they got caught. I think they're also kind of irritated, like, where's all these other investigations? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, you really believe that we're the only ones doing it? I think when they were doing it the time, they really believe other teams are doing the same thing. Like, okay, yeah, what we're doing is very unethical and immoral, but – hey, the best teams of baseball are using the same scheme. So, yeah, sorry they got caught, but there's not a soul in that clubhouse that believed they were the outliers. They believe other teams are doing it as well.
The response from the fans has been very much looking like the fact that they wanted suspensions for the players, but we know why that didn't happen, because those players were largely granted immunity in order to give the full testimony. Do you think we could have gotten the same information without that? And number two, how tough of a spot is baseball, at least the central office right now, the commissioner's office, how tough a spot are they in to try and maybe beef up whatever punishment has already come down for Houston?
Well, yeah, they're not going to change the punishment. That's all said and done. I don't think they would have got any testimony without immunity. I also wonder if they would have got any, legitimate testimony without Mike Byers coming out, and publicly saying that. So those guys pretty much say, well, Mike Byers already outed us, so now we got to go along with it. And the reason I say that is that I hear the Red Sox aren't cooperating at all with the MLB investigators because they don't have a guy that said, coming out publicly and said, hey, we did this on the Red Sox team in 2018 without Cora as our manager. So I think there's going to get a light wrist slap on this thing. I just think that's how big Byers was with the blowing the whistle on the Astros.
Bob, when you look at our local team here, the Atlanta Braves, a lot was made of them losing a Josh Donaldson to the Minnesota Twins. But what is the perception of this team, you think, as we go into another year with this team with high expectations?
Well, I think if Donaldson had come back, it would have been a clear-cut favorite to win the NL East again. I think now it's wide open. I mean, right now in Mets camp, they got high expectations. They think they can do it with their pitching. I've been in a Phillies camp. I'm sure they think the same thing. But I think, the beauty of the NL East is that, it could be the top four teams could be separated by five games or so. So, obviously, the Cole Hamels injury hurts. Obviously, he'll miss the start of the season and, maybe much more. We'll see. But I think it's a there's no juggernaut in there. Atlanta certainly has a young pitching to do so. And, as long as they stay healthy, they should be fine.
Talking with Bob Nightingale, USA.com, MLB columnist, and, of course, also Radio.com, MLB insider. How surprised were you, by the way, that Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves brass handled the offseason?
Well, I thought they made a lot of moves. I was surprised they didn't come up on the Donaldson. Because I thought, hey, if they, pretty much make the same time offer the Twins did, they don't even have to go higher, they would have had him. So I was a little surprised, they didn't think he was worth, the $92 million over 4 years. And they kind of stuck their guns and left it at that. Hopefully it also means because they didn't spend that money for Donaldson, come the trade deadline, they'll have a lot of money to spend if they want to make some, big-time acquisitions for the stretch run.
Bob, what was your, outside of the Astros and this thing going on with them, the other biggest news of the offseason in baseball or the spring, whatever, was this Mookie thing? Him and Price going to the Dodgers and everything. What was your initial impression? And could you believe that they would get rid of, a lot of people say, the second best player in the history of the Red Sox?
Well, you kept hearing about how they want to get below the luxury tax. That's one way to do it.
Right.
And, got a lot more, but including David Price in that deal. An absolute steal for the Dodgers. All it cost them was money, really. I mean, they didn't really give up anything in return. The outfielder, a lot of character issues off the field, and now he's not even going to start the year healthy. He's got a bad back. So I think if there's any question how good the Dodgers are, they're clearly the team to beat in the National League, if not all of baseball. They won 106 games last year. Now, they have arguably the second best player in baseball, and a former Cy Young pitcher who's going to pitch lights out now at Dodger Stadium, which is so easy to pitch at. Those are the reasons they can't win 110, 115 games.
Going back to you talking about he's second best, but we all think that Mike Trout is the best player. Where would you rank Ronald Acuna as far as best player in baseball right now?
I would say it's certainly top 10. Okay. I mean, it's certainly a top 5 talent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he makes, the little mistakes, being so young and everything else. He's got the kind of talent that if he ever puts it all together, he could be the best, particularly with, the age difference between him and Trout. Talent-wise, there's probably not too many players you would trade for him. Maybe no one outside Trout. Maybe not even Trout, because considering the money difference. Right. But Trout, making $360 million.
Yeah.
We're talking a lot about what the Braves did at third base. Obviously, the guy that could be moved, one of the most likely guys that could be moved with third base, is Chris Bryant. Do you believe the Braves are out in those discussions? And how do you feel about the ability of the Cubs to be able to move Bryant? Do you think they will move him at some point?
I do think they'll move him. I don't get the sense that the Braves are in on him at all.
Really?
There's a lot of questions out there whether is Bryant still an everyday third baseman. Made a lot of errors. He's more of a guy that can play the outfield, infield. You kind of move him around. He's kind of backwards a little bit too. He's certainly got the name. but he hasn't been that same guy for a couple of years. So right now, you know, if you're the Braves, you just hope he doesn't go to the Nationals or the Phillies. You know, two teams are both talking to the Cubs, but they have a high price tag on him. So we'll see, you know, we'll see when he's traded. I think it's just a question of when, but he definitely will at some point.
Who's that one team out there that didn't make the postseason last year, Bob, that you have your eye on as being the big gainer this year?
Now, this team made the postseason, but they were one game and out, is Oakland A's. I think Oakland's got a chance to knock off the Astros in the West.
Whoa.
Great young pitching. I liked them. I think they're going to be big-time contender in the American League. I wouldn't be stunned to see them get to the World Series. Nobody talks about those guys, but they're good, very good. And this team beat up the Astros last year, so they got a lot of confidence and, of course, a lot of motivation because of the jinx skin will do the same thing.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today MLB columnist and Radio.com MLB insider. Appreciate it as always, Bob.
Thanks a lot, Bob. Take care.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
All right.
It's Bob Nightingale joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I forgot. They're starting the game with the dude who snitched on them.
That's crazy.
That is unbelievable. The Atlanta Hawks have released their 2020 and 2021 season ticket membership for the upcoming regular season on Hawks.com. The Hawks season ticket membership is for fans who want access to the best benefits and who are interested in purchasing seats for the entire season. Go to Hawks.com for more info on the season ticket membership.
Still taking Sports Jeopardy questions. DM them to Wendy at Wendy Radio on Instagram as well as Twitter. Willie P and Randy and go head-to-head in Sports Jeopardy next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I just got the best kind of email.
Hold on. God darn it. You better tell him, Petty. You know. Hold on. Here it comes.
And if I had.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'd get the best kind of email. We got ice cream on the eighth floor.
I'm a grown man. I don't go to ice cream parties.
Red velvet ice cream.
They had it up yesterday.
Yeah, we had that a couple days ago.
Yeah, apparently there's still some that needs to go by this afternoon.
Oh.
Because of the, we're having a little shutdown.
Hold on. Let's hit the next drop.
I would be.
That's a bad man.
Love Teddy.
Yes, sir.
We here at 92.9 The Game wish you a very happy
there you go, Wendy.
You and yours.
There you
in
go.
The hole.
Go by the fire. And you don't need a fire.
No, tell him, Teddy.
We're getting all the snuggly.
This mesh tank top, Teddy, right
this,
here.
This is the 2 a.m. music here.
Love me.
Right? This was Wendy Adams is in studio
so
here.
Romantic. I wish somebody from Springbot, who's single. Hi, Springbot. Just, what up, fourth floor of Colony Square? Make some noise.
She's just shooting her shot right now.
I'm just kidding. No, but I'm not kidding.
Before we play Sports Jeopardy, you have some picks for us.
Yeah, we do predictions before we do Sports Jeopardy usually. And since football is not available to be picked anymore, we are just going to have fun with the All-Star Weekend. We'll start with a three-point contest. So you have Davis Bertans of the Washington Wizards, Devin Booker, Phoenix Suns, Devontae Graham, Charlotte Hornets, Joe Harris, Buddy Hield. Sorry, just got too long to do all their team names. Zach LaVine, Duncan Robinson, or our very own Trae Young. In the three-point contest, who are you going with?
I'm going with Trae.
Trae TL, baby.
Trae, baby.
Everyone, except for Brian's not going Trae TL.
Who Brian going with?
Let's go with Joe
He
Harris,
is going
probably.
Bertans.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's like, hey.
He do probably you? Will. I'm team Trae.
Damn.
Ice Trae.
Damn, Brian.
Yeah. You got to root for the home team, Brian.
Hater?
Yeah.
What a hater.
All right, then we have the dunk contest. Dwight Howard, Derrick Jones Jr., Pat Connaughton, and Aaron Gordon.
I'm going with Derrick Jones Jr., man. But okay. I know we know Andy's going with the white guy.
I'm gonna pick, you said Aaron Gordon is in it?
Yes, Aaron Gordon.
I'll pick Aaron Gordon because I think he's won it before or he came close.
They did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you and Brian are going Aaron Gordon, and you know what I'm going to do?
Did he beat Zach LaVine? I don't know.
They had that big duel a couple years ago.
Yeah, I don't think he won it.
You know who I'm going with?
Who are you going with?
The old savvy vet.
You're going
Dwight
with
Howard.
Oh, my God. D12. I bet his is going to be so boring.
Watch it be electric.
Could be.
With a whole bunch of props.
He can't do no more. He can't do Superman. Soldier Boy, I'll fit in this.
They're going to have EMS baseline, right? for D12.
That's hurtful.
That's hurtful, Will.
Sorry.
That's very hurtful. All right. Then we have the Rising Stars game. You have Team World or Team USA. There's too many players to list.
So whatever team Trey on.
USA, baby.
So everybody's going Chuck on Team USA over Team World, which means Team World will probably win. And then you have the All-Star game itself, Team LeBron or Team Giannis. Trey Young, mind you, is on Team Giannis.
Go Giannis.
Go Bron.
Okay.
Okay. And then, Brian, which one did you choose? Giannis.
Brian says Giannis.
Yeah, Brian's on Giannis, so everybody but Randy is rooting for Trey.
Gotcha. So Brian.
I like how you phrase that, Wendy.
is it time to play? Let's do it.
This is Andy and Randy's Sports Jeopardy.
Okay.
Brought to you by Relay Graduate School of Education. Enroll today at www.relay.edu.
Because we love the kids.
Randy.
Will.
Those are your buzzers. I'm glad you guys already know how to play. I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Thank you to the listeners who did submit some questions to Sports Jeopardy. We will start here. Who scored the most points in an NBA All-Star game?
Randy.
Will.
It was last year, too, wasn't it? It was somebody scored. Who scored 50-something? Was it Anthony Davis?
It was Anthony Davis, and you were right on about the score, 52 points.
Yeah.
But can we... Here, we'll just go with this question. Who scored the most points in an NBA All-Star game in a single quarter?
Will. Kobe Bryant?
Not Kobe Bryant.
Randy. In a single quarter?
In a single quarter.
Klay Thompson?
Not Klay Thompson.
Is it Steph?
It's not Steph. It's Glenn Rice in 1997. He had 20 points.
Okay.
In a single quarter.
Oh, hold on 1 second. My headphone came out. Okay, go ahead.
You ready to go?
Yep.
Which one of these is not a state where MLB plays spring training games? Illinois, Florida, or Arizona?
Will.
Illinois is correct.
Who wouldn't play spring training in Illinois?
Well, it was just a question, Randy. I don't just ask the questions. Just the moderator. Mm-hmm. What quarterback had the worst QBR in a Super Bowl win?
Randy.
In a Super Bowl win.
Was it Peyton Manning?
Not Peyton Manning.
Will. Trent Dilfer.
Not Trent Dilfer. Believe it or not, Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yeah, the first
year.
The first one. The first one. Yeah.
The
first one.
22.6.
Yeah, the first one.
All right, we are still tied at one apiece. This is Sports Jeopardy. Golden Boy Promotions was established by
Will. Oscar De La Hoya.
Oscar De La Hoya is correct. You have jumped to a 2-1 lead over Randy. In what year did Daryl Dawkins shatter two backboards
Randy.
While.
84.
Not 84.
Hmm.
Two backboards while slam dunking the ball with the 76ers.
Will. 1986?
1979.
Man, really?
Oh, I should have known that. I'm a 70s baby.
It is still 2-1. Will has the lead. Which team has the most Super Bowl MVP winners in NFL history?
Randy. Steelers?
Not the Steelers.
Will. Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys with 7. Patriots and Steelers are tied for 2nd with 6 apiece. And the 49ers are 4th with 5.
No.
Will now has a 3-1 lead over Randy. Randy, you all right?
Uh-huh.
All right. What was the last team to win consecutive American League championships?
Will.
What?
Oh. New York Yankees?
Not the New York Yankees. The last team to win consecutive American League championships.
To win consecutive American League championships. Was it the Astros?
Not the Astros. It was the Royals.
Oh,
2014,
that's right.
2015.
I should have known that. Dang it.
So I have a 3-1 lead for Will, and it's Sports Jeopardy on 92.9 The Game. What coach came off the bench to play for his team in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Oh, I don't know.
This was submitted by a listener.
Of course it was.
I got no
Messier.
No.
Messier.
I don't know. Who was it?
Who's Messier?
Mark Messier.
Okay.
I knew that.
That was a good guess.
Who was it?
Lester Patrick.
Like I know who that is. Is he related to Joe?
No.
Perhaps they're long distance relatives. Yeah. We never know. How many Olympic medals does Simone Biles have?
A whole lot of them.
11?
Not 11.
Randy.
Not as many as you think.
Yeah, I thought she had like 7?
No, she has 4.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Olympic medals.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, we got Two more questions. We could either tie this if Randy gets the next one. The lights went out during a Super Bowl played in what?
New Orleans.
New Orleans is correct. What technique do the Ducks famously use?
Randy. Flying V.
That was a tie.
There wasn't no tie, dude. This is my house.
All right. It's 3-3. Tie-breaking question. Who was the first athlete on a box of Wheaties?
Randy. Will.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, who was the first? I know this answer.
Isn't it Florence Joyner?
No.
No, oh. No.
We're really ending in a tie?
Mark Spitz?
No.
I can't even think of it. Was it? Hold on. God, dog, I can't.
Lou Gehrig.
Oh. Yeah. So it's a tie.
I did not know Lou Gehrig. I did not know Lou Gehrig.
That's very unfortunate.
Thank you, Wendy.
Who sings this song?
Casey and JoJo.
Perfect, you win.
All right. Hey, tune in to the morning show every Thursday at 7:40. It's John and Hugh interview Coach Lloyd Pierce, Atlanta Hawks head coach, and it's brought to you by BMW. Yeah, like I said, you can't win in here, dude.
That's some dirty pool,
no,
Wendy.
Yeah, thanks, Wendy.
I just said the question.
Especially because I tied on the buzzer two times.
No, this is my house, man. All the home team.
I understand. We'll get back into what's trending. If you have not heard what Arthur Blank said about Devontae Freeman, we're going to tell you next. It might spell the end of him in Atlanta. Close to me, you're like my mother. Close to me, you're like my father. Close to me, you're like my sister.
Close to me, you're like my brother. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.